Chapter 7. Late for Dinner. In London, Ambassador Drury and his wife are sitting in their dining room. It's time for dinner, but Alan isn't home yet. Alan's parents start to eat without him.
"Alan is late for dinner," says his father. "I'm very angry."
"I hope he's okay,"
says his mother. She's worried. They finish dinner. Alan doesn't come home.
"Where are they?"
"I don't know. It's very strange. Alan and Sophie are always home at dinner time."
The ambassador isn't happy.
"Why are they late tonight?"
he asks.
"Don't worry. Sophie is only 12 years old, but she's usually very responsible,"
says Mrs. Drury.
"She often goes places alone."
"Sophie Williams isn't an ambassador's daughter,"
says the ambassador. The ambassador calls Mrs. Williams into the dining room.
"Is Sophie home yet?"
he asks.
"No, not yet,"
says Mrs. Williams. She isn't worried. She trusts Sophie.
"You don't understand,"
says Ambassador Drury.
"Alan is an ambassador's son. It's dangerous for him to be out late. Some people detest my country, and they want to hurt my family. We must phone the police."
Mrs. Williams is surprised.
"In my opinion, we don't need the police yet,"
she says.
"Can't we wait? Sophie usually pays attention to time. They'll be home soon."